Hello, welcome to Season 1, Episode 8 of The Paperback Noob. I'm your host, Jessica. I have to be honest with you that this week has been tough. I haven't been able to write much, and I'm coming down with a cold, I think. I have that little tickle in my throat. It's the best, isn't it? I just want to normalize the situation for all of my noobs out there that it's totally okay if you aren't feeling up to writing. I know I've had those weeks where I just can't get myself to sit on my laptop and type out a few paragraphs. If you need rest, if you need to go take a literal hike, do what makes your body and mind happy. Don't force it. Writing is so much more meaningful when you don't have to pressure yourself into it. And I know for me, this week has been pretty rough and busy, and it just hasn't been helpful for me to sit down and write. It's been more helpful for me to take care of me. So I thought I'd give you that little tip. And today I thought I would discuss writing styles and figuring out what genre is best for you. I read an article today that sparked some motivation to be a little bit of a rebel on today's episode. So just a disclaimer that I'm about to start a controversial topic. The article that I read essentially stated that writing is up to you and that writing in a classical literature style is overrated. So think like Moby Dick or Great Expectations. The author went on to explain that it's basically snobbery and elitism that can often be spotted in those who write in this style. And I 100% agree. Does this mean if you write in a classical literature style that all hope is lost? Not necessarily. But the point is to really expand your style and to be more about you and less about being an Emily Bronte or a Homer. You get to define your style. And that's what's so wonderful about being a writer is you get to choose how you want to write, what style you want to write, and what genre you choose is up to you. And so maybe you're sitting there listening to this and thinking, I have no idea what my style is, or I have no clue what genre I want to write. So I'm going to present you with a few tips on how to figure that out. So I remember taking a British literature class in college, and I really enjoyed the professor. Hated the syllabus of required reading. Hated it, absolutely. I read the books. There were some that I got cliff notes on. Thank you, cliff notes. But there's only so much Jane Austen I can take. No offense intended for my British lit fans. I just can't do it. It bores me. It leaves me feeling super unfulfilled. But I know this about myself. I know what I like to read. I know what style of writing gets my attention. So figure out what is best for you and sit down and write a list of books that you couldn't put down. This is how you can develop patterns and themes and figure out what catches your attention. Maybe you have your list and you're looking over the patterns of the list of books that you like and you see a lot of romance novels. Maybe that's what your genre is. Do you see a lot of intense, action-packed use of language when you look at your list? Maybe it's a graphic writing style that's the way to go for you. The next thing is to pay attention to what grabs your attention. Do you drool at the sight of a cliffhanger? Do you fall in love with an evil character? Does your heart skip a beat when there's a sexual encounter on the page? Be mindful of what catches your eye. This is going to lead you to what motivates the style of writing you choose. Another tip is figure out if you are a descriptive writer or if you are a straight-to-the-point kind of writer. And the best example I can think of is if you've ever read the Outlander series. The author is super detailed, descriptive of everything. So the Scottish Highlands, the trees, the people, the plants. I mean, everything, super descriptive. Personally, I was mesmerized by it. There's a level of detail in Outlander that is unlike any other book that I've ever read. Some people find this extremely boring. Some even might find it a little bit yawn-worthy. Fair enough. Maybe this isn't your style. Maybe you're more of a straight shooter, someone who writes with action from beginning to end, with short and sweet styles and not too many character descriptions. Maybe you don't have time for that. Now I'm thinking of that viral video. Ain't nobody got time for that. Anyway, I hope this stuff is helpful. I'm so grateful to have all the noobs that are avid listeners. Please subscribe and review and visit thepaperbacknoob.com. Checking out now. Let's keep writing.